Welcome to Devotionary and our study of the book of Hebrews called Better by Far. In today's episode, based on Hebrews 11, verse 23, we're going to take a look at Jochebed and Amram. Not exactly household names. These were the parents of Moses, and the author is going to use their actions concerning their newborn son as a further demonstration of biblical faith. Living in a day when the tide had turned against the people of Israel living in Egypt, they were forced to trust God with the life of their son. The Pharaoh was out to destroy him along with all the other male Hebrew infants. And while the Pharaoh was considered a god by his own people, Jochebed and Amram were putting their faith and hope in the one true God. Be sure and read Exodus 1 and Hebrews chapter 11, verse 23 sometime today. But for now, let's see how you get back when you're willing to let go by faith. We read in Exodus 1, "Now there arose a new king over Egypt, who didn't know Joseph." Exodus 1, verse 8. Joseph was gone. Time had passed, and the preferential treatment received by his family was about to be a thing of the past as well. The descendants of Jacob had been fruitful during their peaceful stay in Egypt, and their dramatic increase in number got the attention of the new Pharaoh and raised alarm bells in his mind. "What if we go to war and they decide to turn against us and side with our enemies?" he reasoned. Paranoia set in, and he determined to turn them into slaves in order to control them. The book of Exodus tells us exactly what happened. The Egyptians were in dread of the people of Israel, so they ruthlessly made the people of Israel work as slaves and made their lives bitter with hard service, in mortar and brick, and in all kinds of work in the field. In all their work, they ruthlessly made them work as slaves. Exodus 1, verses 13 through 15. But that wasn't enough for Pharaoh. It was their sheer numbers that worried him, not their military might. After all, they were predominantly shepherds. So he came up with a plan. He commanded the Hebrew midwives to kill all male children as soon as they came out of the womb. He was going to take care of his perceived problem by infanticide. But fearing God, the Hebrew midwives refused to obey the command of Pharaoh. And when he confronted them about their blatant lack of follow-through, their story was, "Because the Hebrew women are not like the Egyptian women, for they are vigorous and give birth before the midwife comes to them." Exodus 1, verse 19. They practiced an early form of civil disobedience, and God blessed them for it. So when Pharaoh's initial plan failed, he came up with yet another one. "Then Pharaoh commanded all his people, 'Every son that is born to the Hebrews you shall cast into the Nile, but you shall let every daughter live.'" Exodus 1, verse 22. This is where our passage for today comes in. "Now a man from the house of Levi went and took as his wife a Levite woman. The woman conceived and bore a son, and when she saw that he was a fine child, she hid him 3 months. When she could hide him no longer, she took for him a basket made of bulrushes and daubed it with bitumen and pitch. She put the child in it and placed it among the reeds by the riverbank, and his sister stood at a distance to know what would be done to him. Now the daughter of Pharaoh came down to bathe at the river, while her young women walked beside the river. She saw the basket among the reeds and sent her servant woman, and she took it. When she opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the baby was crying. She took pity on him and said, 'This is one of the Hebrews' children.' Then his sister said to Pharaoh's daughter, 'Shall I go and call you a nurse from the Hebrew women to nurse the child for you?' And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, 'Go.' So the girl went and called the child's mother. And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, 'Take this child away and nurse him for me, and I will give you your wages.' So the woman took the child and nursed him. When the child grew older, she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. She named him Moses, because she said, 'I drew him out of the water.'" Exodus 2, verses 1 through 10. The couple involved in this story were Amram and Jochebed. They were just an obscure Hebrew couple who, like all the other couples living at that time, were struggling with fear and apprehension due to the edict of the Pharaoh that their male children should be sacrificed to the Nile. And I believe it was Pharaoh's intent that each and every Hebrew male child thrown into the Nile was to have been a sacrifice to Hapi, the Egyptian water and fertility god. The symbols of Hapi were the lotus and papyrus plants. Papyrus was a reed that grew along the banks of the Nile, and it was used for everything from paper, rope, furniture, to boats. Hapi was believed to be the greatest of the Egyptian gods and was thought to be the maker of the universe and the creator of all things. Each year at the time of the flooding of the Nile, the people would throw amulets, sacrifices, and other offerings into the river to appease Hapi and to ensure the fruitful season of planting and harvest. In the story, Jochebed makes a small boat out of reeds, or papyrus, and places her newborn son in the river in order to protect him from Pharaoh. But rather than seeing her act as a sacrifice to Hapi, she was placing him in the hands of Yahweh, the God of the people of Israel. The author of Hebrews seems to indicate she and her husband somehow knew that there was something special about this child. The New International Version translates the phrase as, "They saw he was no ordinary child." Luke records in the book of Acts, "At this time Moses was born, and he was beautiful in God's sight, and he was brought up for 3 months in his father's house." Acts 7, verse 20. The word beautiful is the same Greek word used in the Hebrews passage. Somehow God communicated the uniqueness of this child to his parents, and they determined to save his life. Jochebed made a reed boat and placed him in the river, trusting in the sovereign will of God to protect him, and God did just that. Luke goes on to record, "And when he was exposed, Pharaoh's daughter adopted him and brought him up as her own son. And Moses was instructed in all the wisdom of the Egyptians, and he was mighty in his words and deeds." Acts 7, verses 21 through 22. When Jochebed set the basket in the river, she had no idea what was going to happen, but she had an assurance of things hoped for and a conviction of things not seen. She placed her faith in God, and he came through. Somewhat ironically, but not coincidentally, Moses was rescued by Pharaoh's daughter and adopted into the family of the very man who was out to destroy him. God was at work. Amram and Jochebed didn't know what God had planned. They simply knew that their son was somehow unique and special. They placed him in the river, fully trusting in God to do with him as he saw fit. What they did by faith. And like Abraham with Isaac, when these two parents entrusted their son to God, they received him back. Jochebed would be given the unbelievable opportunity to nurse the very son she had placed in the basket, not knowing what would happen to him. She had been willing to give up that which she loved to him in whom she believed. And she would live to see her son become more than she could ever have dreamed or imagined. God would use her child to set his people free from their captivity and fulfill the promise he had made to Abraham all those years ago. The very act of placing their son in that reed basket and setting him afloat on the Nile was an act of faith in God. They were trusting in the one whom they could not see to do what they could only hope for, preserve the life of their son.